Podcast series, It Starts at Home, Episode 4, Part 1, Nuclear Family, Household, and Family Values. In this episode, I will read from two articles that I feel are most insightful for what resembles a nuclear family, household, and family values. This first article is on the nuclear family household. A nuclear family is a married couple, generally a male husband and a female wife, living together in a home and having children, all in the same household. Nuclear Family, Definition and History, published by Practical Psychology, October 8, 2023. In various societies and throughout history, the concept of family has served as a foundational unit, providing support, structure, and a sense of belonging. The ways in which people define and live within families have evolved, leading to diverse structures and dynamics. A nuclear family is a family unit consisting of two parents, mother and father, and their biological or adopted children living together in a single household. This structure is distinct from extended family systems, which include additional relatives such as grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Delving into the historical context, theories, culture, variations, benefits, and challenges, we will explore the intricate tapestry of the nuclear family. Through this exploration, we aim to provide insights into its impact on individuals and society, and how it compares to other family structures. Table of contents. This article is fairly long. I will try to include the highlights. I will include the link in the description for you to read on your own. History of the nuclear family. Ancient societies. The concept of the nuclear family can be traced back to several ancient societies, each of which has contributed uniquely to the understanding and evolution of this family structure. Ancient Rome, Greek, and China, while geographically and culturally distinct, showcased early instances of nuclear family units within their respective societies, laying the foundation for future generations. It goes into Rome, then it goes to Greece and China, then it goes into Middle Ages to the Renaissance. Transitioning from ancient civilizations to the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, the nuclear family experienced shifts and adaptations, reflecting the changing socio-economic and cultural landscapes of the times. The influence of the feudal system and the emergence of individualism during the Renaissance played crucial roles in molding family structures and dynamics. Feudal system influence. The Middle Ages in Europe were characterized by a feudal system where land ownership and social status were linked. Noble families, owing to their wealth and status, often lived in large households with extended family members and servants. However, peasants, constrained by economic limitations and living conditions, were more likely to reside in smaller nuclear family units. Within these nuclear family units, roles were clearly defined, with fathers working in fields or trades, mothers managing household duties, and children assisting based on their age and gender. The church played a significant role in dictating family values, norms, and practices, influencing marriage, parenthood, and children's upbringing. Quick note, so just reading from that, for the feudal system, pretty much everything shifted during the Middle Ages. If you read the ancient times, they had their own family dynamics, and then everything changed and shifted in the Middle Ages. As I just read, the royal and noble families had higher status, wealth and status, and the peasants were limited and had smaller family units that pretty much laid the foundation for the nuclear family. With that said, traditional roles of the nuclear family, fathers working in the fields or trades, in today's time, it's men working in the trades and other high-risk employments, and women and mothers working in areas of schooling, corporate, anywhere that would be less risky. And then, of course, children assisting based on their age and gender. Changing social dynamics. The Renaissance period marked a departure from the rigid societal structures of the Middle Ages, ushering in an era of enlightenment, art, science, and individualism. The emphasis on personal fulfillment, intellectual growth, and artistic expression brought about shifts in family dynamics and individual roles within the nuclear family. Marriages became less about economic and political alliances and more about personal choice and mutual affection. The concept of childhood was recognized, leading to changes in parenting styles and educational practices. The nuclear family became a space for individual growth, learning, and expression, reflecting the broader societal transformations. And I will end that article for now. That's basically an overview of what the nuclear family is all about and how it has shifted from ancient times to modern times. This next article is on family values. Family values. The five primary family values are love, respect, honor, sharing, and forgiveness. Five primary family values that can change the world. From Montrose Daily Press, written by Arlene McDonald, Pastor's Perspective, published July 28, 2022, updated September 3, 2023. Life begins at home, and home is where the heart of the family dwells. Family is the essence that helps define our very identity. We learn our most important life lessons from living in a family and learning family values. These spiritual values are found in all religions and spiritual paths. These values are important that they are both nouns and verbs. They are the framework on which a person builds his or her perception of the world. Every family has family values, but they may not be positive, uplifting, or life-affirming. With God's grace, we can change our personal family values to practice new ways of thinking and acting that will change our lives. And we can teach them to our children to build their self-esteem and self-value. The five primary family values are love, respect, honor, sharing, and forgiveness. These are universal principles which help people live in harmony with one another, not only in families, but in communities, nations, and in the world. They are moral and ethical guidelines for positive family living. Love is the first value and most important. Love is a unifying force in relationships. It is the direct sense that all things work together for good, despite the appearances to the contrary. If we are deprived of love, we wither and die. Love is feeling our own self-worth in reaching out to others to provide comfort, harmony, caring, and compassion. In order to practice this first value of love, we must be committed to always act lovingly, no matter the situation. We can choose to be kind to each other, to listen, to speak loving words, to help each other, and to be someone who is easy to love. The second primary family value is respect. Respect is the symbol of harmony in human relationships. It means to have a high or special regard for someone. It also means to admire, appreciate, and approve of another. Self-respect is the ability to admire and approve of oneself and is the first step. Respecting the rights of others to be who they choose to be is the second. All choices of lifestyles are based on a personal inner connection with the divine, which has created unlimited possibilities. We are to respect each other no matter outward appearances. We are all beloved children of God, no exceptions. Honor is the third primary family value. To honor all life is to honor yourself. Honor means to do everything we can to foster and nourish the life of each person. Honor is defined as the recognition of the divine within. We can recognize the divine within each person and treat that indwelling spirit with kindness, respect, and love. We show honor by being respectful and loving to all our brothers and sisters, for we are all God's children and related as one human family. We can also honor others by not judging, working together, creating peace, and not destroying or wasting. We can honor our Mother Earth as our home by taking good care of our environment. The fourth primary family value is sharing. Sharing means to give some of what you have to another, or to use and enjoy something with others. We are born with an innate desire to share. Sharing makes life easier. We share all the time, even if we are not aware of doing so. We are always sharing our energy with one another. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on relationships. Sharing is a special way to express love, respect, and honor, but we must remember to ask permission before we share. Forgiveness is the fifth primary family value. Forgiveness means to give up resentment and to grant relief to another person for a harm done. It also means you recognize and allow room for error or weakness in another and in yourself. Forgiveness also means accepting requests for forgiveness from others and then releasing. If we are capable of hurting someone, we are also capable of forgiving them. Without forgiveness, we would not be able to move into harmony and peace. All healing beings begins with forgiveness. Modern medicine now realizes the importance of the emotional mind in healing. If the emotional mind does not believe it deserves healing because of some wrong or hurt, the person will not heal. If these primary values can change a family, imagine how they could change the world. If we look on others as brothers and sisters, all part of the family of God, we could stop making war and make peace instead. We could share all our food and resources so each person had everything they needed, and we could honor the unique gifts and talents that God has bestowed on each person. We would learn to respect all of life, and we would change the world. Reverend Dr. Arlene MacDonald is the senior minister of the Spiritual Awareness Center. End of article. From the articles I just read, these are just two examples of what a family household is and what family values are defined as. There are numerous other well and thoroughly defined explanations across the internet, in books, and in licensed professions. So I end this episode with an open-ended question to you. What is your definition of a family household? And what family values do you have that align with your family life and ideals? Let me know in the comments. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone who might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.